That we attempt to assist property owners with their improvements in the historic district and the downtown overlay district. And normally what we do is we take a few minutes to review the minutes, then we'll have a motion hopefully to approve or to amend the minutes. And then our acting secretary, Ryan Bland, will begin to read the individual applications. And when he reads those, then we'll just ask that you come to the center lectern and then just state your name and your address. And then you can add to your application if you have comments, or you can take questions. But that's really the way we do this. And so we'll wait here for a few minutes and see if we have any motions on minutes, the work session and the regular meeting for January 2nd, I believe, which you have a copy of.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of the January 2nd, 2018 work session and regular meeting.
Okay.
As written.
Well, good. We have a motion and a second. All in favor? Raise your right hand. Okay. Thank you. Minutes are approved. And now I'll ask our acting secretary if he would please to read the first item in new business.
All right. The item is item CERH 18-010. Applicants at 532 Highland Park Terrace Southwest are proposing window replacement on a structure within the historic overlay district. Structure is constructed in roughly the mid-1950s has much of the existing window features that existed at that time and was constructed. Structure is listed currently as a contributing structure to the district.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Then if you'd come forward, Mr. Pearson?
Yeah, Philip Pearson's 532 Highland Park.
Right.
Harris.
Okay, good.
Proposing to upgrade our windows.
Good. And we had a few comments during the work session that you heard. I guess we were determining, first of all, was the window a clad, a wood clad, or just a vinyl? And I think we may be prepared to vote either way. We'll have some discussion about that in the actual motion. But we did talk about the fact that this is a 1950s brick home, and perhaps we have already approved some vinyl replacement windows in the neighborhood of that era of home. So I think we have precedent on that. I think it's more a matter of curiosity as to whether you have been able to find a wood clad window, and it'll cost some more. It depends on how long you're going to stay there. I think Ben, he's a contractor, would probably verify that and you may be too, that the wood clads will be a little more sound structurally and tend to maintain their squareness,
right,
than the vinyl. And then there are variations with composite as well. So do you know anything more about the you have a window company, I believe,
and they the world.
They sent that cut.
That's the brochure he gave me. Mm-hmm. What we talked about is the window itself is wood. The exterior would be a vinyl coating.
Mm-hmm.
But the window structure itself is wood.
Okay. All right. And the muttons
are inside the glass.
Inside the glass, okay.
Correct.
Okay. This probably goes back to that idea in the motion when we may qualify the motion that although it's technically listed as contributing property, that it is not a typical contributing property.
as some of the other houses in that neighborhood as well. So any other questions? So,
Mr. Pearson, looking at the diagram of your window, the half section of your window, it looks like there's really no wood in your window, which is okay. It looks like a typical vinyl replacement window.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, personally, I don't have a problem with you putting that window in your house. But I do have a problem with us putting that window on a historical home. And so, but I don't think your home falls into that qualification that I would have a problem with it. So I don't have a problem with the way you're proposing to change your windows out here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me ask you, is that what it is? They're single glazed windows and it's with...
It's a double pane.
It is double pane. Yeah. I'm talking about the windows you have now.
Oh, yeah, they are single, yes.
And they have some storm sash on them?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Yeah. But you're just having some...
We'll take the storms off.
Yeah.
And
you just want to get rid of the storms and...
Yeah, my wife can't open the windows.
Okay.
They stick.
Okay.
Sure. You know, and those old storm storm windows are just, you know, you can't operate them.
Well, I think that's good. But that's good to have in the record of why you're doing it. Okay. Anybody else got questions? Okay, thank you. We'll see if anybody else, I don't believe we have anybody here who wants to speak unless the Aiken Standard has an opinion. We'll then go ahead and have a motion and we can discuss it further. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion with respect to application 18-010. I move that we approve the application as submitted, and I also recommend that we review the classification of the house as contributing, considering its age and design. It seems to be not typical of what would be a contributing property.
Right.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion second. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor of the application, raise your hand. All right, it is approved. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're good. Thank you. Thanks for submitting.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Mr. Secretary, I believe we're now into the... we're still in item 2, I believe, of the historic...
Correct. Mm-hmm. This is within the historic overlay district jurisdiction, I would say, typically, which is why staff classified it under that heading, so under new business. Mm-hmm. This item is to reevaluate a certain portion of the ordinance regarding special tax assessment for rehabilitation of historic properties in Aiken. This is a local rule, local law, that we can generate based on the state enabling legislation for it called the Bailey Bill. Specifically, there was some question as to how to classify additions to homes or new construction related to properties in meeting the threshold of the 20% of property value that you need to be eligible to participate in the program. So staff, after some work sessions with the board, has the text included in your packet, which would change to read that improvements outside but not directly attached to the historic building, which make possible efficient contemporary use while preserving those portions and features of the buildings that are significant in its historic architectural and cultural values, and the costs associated with new structures or the addition of rentable habitable floor space not attributed to the efficient contemporary use of space within an existing historic structure shall not be included in the calculations of eligible costs. And so that was what was included in your packet. I know there was some additional discussion by the board as to potential amendments to that.
All right. Good. I think we felt like probably the fewer words that are included here, the better, the more, and it in fact gives us some latitude for interpretation, which you need. All of these applications are unique in their own way. But I think we had several board members that felt that there were some deletions that might make it even be clearer. But would you all want to suggest it?
I'm ready to make a motion on this.
Let's do that.
The chair is ready to hear a motion. So I move that we recommend approval of a definition of eligible rehabilitation, Part D2, improvements outside of but directly attached to the historic building, which make possible an efficient contemporary use while preserving those portions and features of the building, that are significant to its historic, architectural, and cultural values. Costs associated with new structures or additions attributed to the efficient contemporary use of space within an existing historic structure shall not be included in the calculation of eligible costs, period.
All right. Thank you. Do we have a second?
I think she left out not.
A not? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Addition
not.
Not.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll second that with the not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. Not attributed to efficient.
I even had that circled, so I would emphasize it. I'm sorry.
All right. Okay. Was that a second?
Second.
An amended second? Okay.
Second.
All right. Any other discussion?
Yeah, I think we're missing one other point, okay. And that's from the state rules under 12-121, item B, last sentence. The special assessment shall not apply to rehabilitation expenses on buildings or structures that are not historic.
Wait a minute. We'll just take that one more time.
The special assessment shall not apply to the rehabilitation expenses on buildings or structures that are not historic.
Okay. Now,
which also infers that a new structure should not count towards the rehabilitation or to the special assessment.
Yeah. Okay.
It may be part of the rehabilitation cost, but it's not going to the special assessment.
Yeah. I think you can interpret that another way, that you can't go out and take a 1952 ranch house and that's not designated and renovations.
No.
It says it's
not applied. It says the special property tax assessment of rehabilitated historic properties shall apply to the building or structure that is rehabilitated, the real property on which the building is located, and the additional real property surrounding the building or structure that has been determined significant to the historic character of the building by the local governing body. Mm-hmm. The special assessment shall not apply to the rehabilitation expenses on buildings or structures that are not historic.
That's another problem of too many words. You know, it's added more words and made it less clear in my mind.
In my mind, it says it's strictly the historic building that's being rehabilitated. Its cost of making it useful goes to the...
Let's do this. We have a motion. We have a second. And we can have another motion after that. But we probably need to vote on this one.
You vote on this.
Yeah. Okay. And we've had some discussion, but we probably need to go ahead and get on with this. And then if you want to make another motion, we'll do that. All in favor of the amendment to this, the motion just made and seconded, that some of the language be reduced in this proposed modified paragraph. All in favor of that change, raise your right hand. Okay, so we've got four in favor and opposed. Okay. All right, so this change is approved. Now, are there any other motions? And if you want to add a sentence or clarify, hers was to take some language out. I'm not sure it really did what you needed to do.
To me, by taking floor space out, first of all, floor space is only to the historic building itself, historic structure.
Mm-hmm.
Garage doesn't count as floor space.
Okay.
Right? You're an architect.
Probably not. It's not habitable. Yeah, but it does contribute to efficient
interpretation of this, and we're not voting on an interpretation. We're just voting on words.
I understand.
So that would
you already voted on those.
So that would be something that you would argue when an application comes up for, say, a garage. You would have to convince us that it's not.
I think what he was saying was he'd rather keep the floor space, the word floor, maybe in there.
The floor space.
Yeah.
This is floor space.
But I think
I had a question for Ryan. Do we have a corresponding statement in our regulation for similar to this 12-121 in the state?
So this would be, so we have kind of two different sections. We have that corresponding section as to the eligible rehabilitation, and then this would be the corresponding portion that would deal with, that would deal specifically with what you're referencing. So what staff did was we went back to what the state definition of it on the first page of what rehabilitation was.
Rehabilitation is broader than what's eligible for the tax special tax assessment.
Right. So we tried to add that as a kind of a clarifying statement to define that, but again, to the state code more along with the rentable habitable floor space, that's been a kind of a traditionally used interpretation of that same thing. So,
if I can say this, because we have one more item, I believe we're not. I think the issue of garages and whether you have. Don't even have a garage. That certainly would be a not floor space. But I'm buying a $850,000 house that has no garage. I want a garage, and I'm gonna build a new. It's gonna be new construction. You're saying let them build it, but don't give them a tax credit.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. I'm saying the goal of what we're doing. I think the goal of this whole program was to make these types of homes, which are generally expensive to maintain, often are impractical, and needs. We've just heard discussion tonight of how someone needs to make some interior modifications, relatively major interior, so they can live in it.
Right.
Just live in it, like you do nowadays.
So support all that.
So that'd be the goal of this, and so. If it allows someone to build a garage to make it habitable, with contemporary use, why not do it? I know you disagree.
I don't think a garage has anything to do with habitability.
True, but I may decide not to buy the house and move to Nantucket or something. But I think these homes sort of need us. Our goal is to make sure they're preserved.
Right.
And
if what it means to preserve the home is 5% of the cost to preserve the market value of the house.
Right.
To preserve the home,
yeah.
It doesn't qualify.
Correct.
Taking 15% of market value and building a huge garage or something else, just because you've got a little attachment to it.
Yeah. And it, we'll just have to vote. Yeah, that's why we have five of us.
That might be per case. And
yeah, that's why we don't have one person making decisions, because you decide one way and I decide the other way. So not always. Usually we agree. But,
yeah, I mean, I just...
We understand where you're coming from, and it really had more to do with a particular application, I think.
It had to do with
may not happen again.
Building a new structure on this site, and that, just because it had a little roof connection, yeah. It's still a new structure.
It shouldn't be a tax credit.
That's
associated
right.
With, okay, we understand where you're coming from. All right, let's go to our next. We have one more item here. The vinyl window signs, and Mr. Secretary, if you would just give us a quick summary. I don't think you have to read all of that necessarily.
Right, we won't read all of this, but we'll give you kind of the flyby here. So this is a recommendation put before you tonight regarding changing the old Aiken design guidelines for window signage. There currently is a section in there, and this just adds some additional guidance in there for particularly with window signage and vinyl window graphics. And so this would allow some leeway to use vinyl window graphics. Again, not to cover any more than 50% of the area of each window, but also would allow some contextual review as to the space on the other side of the window and whether it'd be worth screening, such as office space or common use space within a building, mechanical space, things like that. So it would allow the board some leeway to screen those sorts of things using appropriate window graphics. It also, prior to this amendment, it would say that you can only place logos on the interior. Most of the vinyl window graphics have improved to the point that the exterior deterioration of them doesn't occur as quickly as they did likely when these guidelines were written. Additionally, we wanted to add some clarification that the window signs should be designated primarily to address pedestrian traffic and be of a scale of nature not to detract from the architecture of the building, again, so that while you might have some additional leeway with it, with the graphics that you place on a structure, that they not overwhelm any sort of other features of the building that are architectural in nature as to detract from them visually. And this is a text amendment. It would, if the board were to choose to move forward, this would be a recommendation. It would move through Planning Commission and City Council consideration as a text amendment to an ordinance.
Right. And actually, we were running into more and more of issues where anybody who was considering vinyl was running up against an ordinance that didn't allow it. I think we had a strict 50% rule, and you just did not go over it. Now, all that does is it says if you want to stay within 50%, you don't come to our board, I don't believe, unless there are other issues. It can be agreed by the staff. If it goes over 50, you come to the board, and we look at what it is you're doing.
Correct.
And you may be, we may sometimes allow the graphics to be used as a screen to obscure an empty office or boardroom, or give privacy where you need it. So there are, and we run into situations where we could see where that would be applicable.
Right.
So I think it makes a lot of sense, and we have a little more flexibility now. So anybody have any comments on what's proposed?
So in general, the window signs, permanent or temporary, and I feel like the temporary kind of talks about construction screens. So I was thinking that, you know, it was okay for construction not to have to come before the full board, that could be administratively approved, you know, by you or the staff. Am I reading that wrong?
I think you're saying maybe you're questioning, do they need to add the word temporary? Because I'm hearing you say that if it's a temporary thing, that perhaps they don't need to get approval
from the whole board.
The staff can look at it and say, oh, this is something that's going on for 30 days.
Yeah.
That's probably a practical
consideration, I think, Ryan, do you think?
Right, so you'd be talking about potentially adding, a clarification sentence that graphics...
I think you just need to delete that where you have, again, too many words.
Right.
Temporary, we don't need to say permanent or temporary. Just say, in general, window signs should not cover more than 50% of the area of the window. Now, if you want to add another sentence somewhere else that temporary, I don't think you really need it, to be honest with you. I think that you can use your judgment if they say, this is not a sign that's going to be here 6 months from now. Why does it need to go to the board?
Right, I agree with that.
We're putting paper. I mean, people put all kind of stuff in there.
Yeah, I mean, somebody wants to put craft paper in the window for a few.
That's what they always did.
I don't want to vote on it.
Right. They always did that.
Okay.
Now they want to do a little bit more attractive craft paper. Again, the goal of it is to block construction. I think that's different from
okay.
What saying.
Well, if you take out the words permanent and temporary, then anything over 50% goes to the board.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Period. That's right.
So if we say just take out temporary.
No.
Leave permanent in there.
Right, they're 100% and it's permanent, we would vote on it.
Okay, you can leave
it's
it.
Temporary, you can leave it just goes administratively.
Right. I'm saying that some craft paper is not a sign, and it's, anyway, it's construction
right.
Materials.
I think we're all in agreement.
If y'all want to put timber in there, that's fine.
But okay, so what started all this was what Whiskey Alley did,
right.
And they had temporary whatever vinyl stuff that they while they were doing their construction and so that's okay. I mean, I didn't have any problem with it, but that would be okay.
People said it's not going to be there. It's going
to
be there for a few months.
Right. Yeah. But so for instance, what would apply, so that would be the temporary and would be, I guess, more of an administrative in nature, by the way you're talking about interpreting this. And then, but for instance, the on the other end here where USCA can cover 100% of the window, but they are screening an interior office space where you might not want to have somebody necessarily peeking in on a class that's in there or something like that, it would allow the board to deem that appropriate if there were more.
But everything in here is permanent. We don't
typically see temporary.
Say, if you're going to install permanent windows, you need to do thus and so. So I don't know why we need to add permanent signs. I mean, it's supposed to be permanent, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think temporary is kind of, or permanent is kind of implied.
It is.
It's implied.
It is.
Temporary.
And
just take those words out.
By using the word permanent,
a window sign is permanent.
Give an indication that temporary is handled differently by saying the word permanent.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree that permanent is implied, but I think it's to what the temporary, we ought to say permanent in there and just take out
You think
word.
We should?
Should say permanent.
Well, you don't add permanent on, you don't qualify anything else on the whole guidelines by adding permanent.
If you want to take the word permanent out, then add another sentence that say that something about temporary graphics can be approved administratively.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just don't want, right.
Right.
One more sentence.
The note right under the 627. Is consult the city vacant zoning regulation to determine if temporary signage running on the inside of the windows is counted.
Mm-hmm.
So it's covered?
Where's that? It's certainly referenced right there.
So you could add in the parens there something like temporary signage may be approved administratively.
Or construction or something
approved administratively.
If you leave the first sentence where it is and you say exception to this standard is design review board reviews the permanent ones and planning commission the temporary ones.
You're talking about staff.
Administrative staff.
Okay, we need a motion then. Who wants to make a motion here?
Motion.
Okay.
You want me to?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it my way. All right, so I'd like to make a motion that we approve the new guideline changes with the wording as written. However, to eliminate the words permanent and temporary and add a sentence that says temporary wind designs may be approved administratively.
Second.
Did you mean to say signs, or I think you said designs?
I don't know what I said there. Signs.
Signs. Signs. Yeah. Okay. Just. Yeah.
Okay. Administratively. All right. That, does everybody have that? All right. Okay. Did y'all second?
I second.
Okay. It's motion. Okay.
One other thing you need to do on the second bullet, you need to pull the eyes into the to the word.
Yeah.
That's a.
So that's not a motion, then.
No. Okay. Just clean it up.
So the issue is that this is done in so the master document is in Adobe InDesign. Yeah. Staff uses Word to make these kind of small adjustments, and it tends to move things around on you because it's not completely compatible. We'll clean it up in the final document.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All righty. All in favor of this motion to approve the... Okay. All in favor, as modified, raise your right hand. Okay. I think we got a...
Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Okay. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's
right. Thanks.
We tried to lengthen it as long as we could, right?
So I'm stuck on this.
Oh, okay. So